Aku confident lah, aku confident jadikan high school. Kalau engkau mata raya lah, Iran susah sikit.
Alright, assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to Sembang Kencang. Hari ni kita ada guest lagi dengan Tajul Ismail dan saya Muhammad. Alright, hi guys.
Hi.
Alright. Alhamdulillah, this week abang, aku pun ngaji ni.
I trust you but I don't trust touch by the way. But
okay. Jumaat lah kat rumah dengan bini. Ya, ini sao?
Alhamdulillah. Okay. Saya jumaat. Okay. No joking.
I don't do jumaat in Zoom, right? But you do jumaat in Zoom, but I don't. Right? I'm sorry.
Sekejap, boleh buat. Okay, yeah, gallery view. Alright, so, jap, aku nak, first of all, aku nak tanya kan, macam mana JB punya, whole of Johor, kau punya quality macam mana? Aku sini macam biasa, well, tak teruk sangat.
Okay, I mean,
let's Johor start with JB first. Go ahead.
That is a piece of trash, so I don't go out much. But I can tell you this. Last, actually, 6 bulan dah apa? Hari Ahad lah?
Ya, 6.
Hari Ahad aku keluar. I use the same route that I go to work. Aku pergi hospital Seminina because my dad has to fetch some medications lah. Dia kena ambil untuk dalam monthly basis kan. So this same road aku pergi lalu dah ngebay bersama basis tak ada apa-apa. Tapi di sana dia dah ada cone untuk sebelah ni dah ada apa nama dia? Kecemasan dan pegawai essential staff untuk hospital macam itu lah. And the other kita orang lain lah pakai dia ada. So dah ada askar, dah ada polis semua. So if you want to talk about roadblock, that's what it is lah. And aku naik dua orang lah kereta.
Memang mati lah kau.
Alhamdulillah, maybe sebab. Yalah, aku bawa bapak aku.
Okay, bapak kau untuk bawa pergi ambil ini kau lah.
Okay, and secondly, when you talk about shops, grocery shop, retail shop, Giant ke apa, it's a mess, it's terrible lah. Walaupun kau datang awal, 7 pagi orang dah beratur lah. Tapi yang beratur, boomers lah. But hey. So yeah. And I went to Bank Islam the other day actually. Because I'm a trash, so I slept at 6 o'clock every day. So kau bayangkan aku bangun ketiga petang. I went to Bank Islam at about 4. Boleh kata kau tak boleh masuk. Dia kan beratur panjang dan dia ada this social distancing. So it's better for you to go early lah, kalau nak pergi bank. Which kalau tak essential pun tak bagi kau masuk lah. That's JB.
So JB, aku dengar still lah kau dah ada niat. Maybe aku tak keluar so aku tak nampak segala polis yang ni. Okay, sekarang ni touch kau punya keluang kan. Keluang sekarang memang under apa red zone, the whole memang lockdown betul
red zone. Sebab keluang under red zone sebab okay keluang is a district. Simpang Renggam is another district. But dalam setting state government, Simpang Renggam dengan Keluang ni digabungkan sekali. So it becomes like one district tau. The main problem dengan COVID ni sebenarnya the main issue is with Simpang Renggam. Simpang Renggam area ada kampung. Ada dua kampung. tapi tu masalah dia sebenarnya. Ada dua kampung ni yang dia orang pergi kenduri kahwin yang ada orang positif COVID.
Sama macam bagi.
So there is a possibility of a large number of infection from Simpang Renggam. So they have to lock down the whole area of the two kampung now. A large kampung in Simpang Renggam. And the number of infections coming from that area caused the whole keluang to be in red zone. Tapi in my area is in between lah, Simpang Renggam dengan apa yang kampung tu punya area. Tapi tempat aku masih boleh keluar lagi. Aku keluar, aku keluar 6 hari bulan ke? 6 hari bulan ke 5 hari bulan, tak ingat. To get some groceries. Aku pergi ni lah, supermarket.
Kau jangan keluar 3 hari pula.
Lama ya tak? Penuh tak?
Aku tak main 3 hari bro. Lepas janggut aku 40 hari je.
40 hari je, betul.
Touch, kau pergi grocery store kat sana, ramai orang tak? Penuh tak?
Bro, tapi to be honest kan, jalan keluar area tempat depan rumah aku ni memang kosong lah. Depan rumah aku main road. So people move within cities. Aku pergi supermarket, memang ramai. Cuma dia limit entry lah. Dia limit entry. Per one time ni 50%. But it was a large supermarket. Tapi satu masa 50 orang. So memang dia strictly follow that rule and that social distancing rule blah blah blah. Lima.
Kalau masuk dia check temperature semua.
Dia check temperature, yes. Tapi to be honest with you, COVID really changes everything. Sebab aku sendiri pun tak pernah ada masalah was-was. Sekarang dia aku pergi supermarket, aku nak pegang sayur tu aku risau. Cakap ni betul ke sayur ni tak ada infection? Orang infected pegang. Sama macam tu sekali.
Betul
so,
kan?
So one thing, although orang keluar tapi orang still quite careful lah. Cuma tempat aku roadblock tak serious sangat sebab polis are concentrated in Simpang Rengam area. Tempat aku tak.
Kau ada askar tak? Kau nampak askar tak?
Ada
juga.
Dia round kat city sebab tempat aku outskirt. Aku outskirt of Peluang. So outskirt area dia tak banyak buat rondaan sebab orang memang tak buat hal lah. Orang baik-baik macam aku lah. Tapi mostly tentera pusing
only
semua keluar.
Only viral infection is not COVID-19. It's your heart, son. I'm sorry.
Okay lah. Aku nak tanya opinion korang lah. Sekarang kan, will we end MCO, MCO in 14th?
I guess not. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, please touch. Go ahead. Well, personally,
in my opinion,
recently baru dapat 100% kan? Dia punya compliance kan?
Dah 100% compliance?
Dapat 100% tak? Belum
ada,
eh? Belum
tak
ada. Tak ada gear. Oh, sorry. I read the... Ada news dia kata 99% di police chief orang kata berharap untuk dapat 100% lah. 99% to me looks good, but 1% out of 32 million is actually banyak lagi. 300 ribu lebih orang lagi. So, I guess soalan tu kau rasa kena extend lagi tak? Aku rasa yes. Maybe kena extend lagi. Maybe just for another week. I don't know.
Another week?
Because recently I got information.
Lagi ke? Alright, shit man. Alright, so
in my opinion, I think it's going to be extended lah. Satu, one of the problems kita kena admit.
How long?
Kita punya detection capability kita tak tinggi lah. Sebab case is not reducing sebenarnya. Okay, case sembuh ada. Case sembuh memang tinggi lah. Tapi case yang new detections, new positives masih ada, masih meningkat. Lepas tu kita pun ada cluster baru. So aku rasa government should or they will take precautionary measure lah untuk elakkan further MCO, untuk elakkan further apa increase lah. Tapi if they take that into consideration, then the MCO will be extended. I think MCO will be extended, or if it is not extended, maybe they akan buat berperingkat. Mungkin ada yang akan, okay, mungkin government servant ada yang akan keluar dulu. Mungkin for the time being, school will be closed, university will be closed, maybe. So dia akan buat berperingkat. Kalau MCO tak extended pun lah. Tapi most probably, I think MCO will be extended. Judging from the current conditions, that we cannot be satisfied with the statistics now lah sebenarnya.
How long do you think it's going to be extended, Taj?
14 days lah.
Yeah, one week, 14 days.
Come on, man. I mean,
that will be a very sad Ramadan.
I tend to disagree with your statistics. I think, aku rasa dia tak naik. Aku rasa dia lebih kurang macam gitu juga. Fluctuate more or less on the same number.
Okay, here's the thing guys. Aku rasa kan macam effects of balik kampung, aku rasa belum taken into account lagi lah. Aku rasa macam, yeah, it was 2 weeks ago. Tapi aku tak rasa yang, sebab hari tu masa semua balik kampung tu, that was a huge boom. Tapi kita tak nampak lagi the effect till today. Betul tak?
Yes.
Aku tak rasa kita nampak lagi macam if we haven't peaked yet lah. Aku rasa sekarang ni kita nampak stable lagi. I really hope so. I hope I'm wrong tau. Tapi aku rasa macam effect balik kampung tu belum keluar lagi tau. Tak nampak lagi dia punya iceberg bawah tau.
Agreed.
Because I heard last time there's a put.
Yeah.
There's a scene in social media yang balik kampung yang ramai-ramai orang. I thought that's fake. I thought that is a fake post.
No, it wasn't, right?
Aku rasa kita berpuluh ribu juga orang tak jalan tu kan.
Yang ramai dekat TBS eh, maksud kau yang tu eh?
TBS ke? Mostly TBS lah. Aku tengok yang might cause a boom or something lah.
Kenapa tu kan?
Betul lah.
But people really
got to one thing Satu lagi, aku rasa one of the issues with this, kenapa aku rasa we are still not reaching the actual number. Satu sebab the symptoms of this disease, it's quite common. No? Dia benda yang common. Orang sakit tekak dan lain-lain. Satu. Lepas tu ada isu dengan asymptomatic carrier, orang yang tak ada simptom tapi dia carrier.
Oh yes.
So engkau nak tahu exactly the number of people infected, you can never know for sure. So sekarang kita kita dalam minggu, dua minggu dan sebulan ni tak cukup sebenarnya untuk dapatkan idea berapa banyak infection ada dalam negara sebenarnya. It's not sufficient. Sebab kau tengok, satu, bila kau pergi hospital, kau cakap kau sakit tekak. Contohnya. The doctor will not immediately test you for COVID. They will ask you to be quarantined and everything. So after 14 days, you will know whether you have infection or not. After 14 days, you will have to go for another check-up. Aku macam aku ada janggut macam ni, tak payah tunggu lah. Aku cakap aku sesama je terus check.
There is so many virus in the janggut, by the way. Anyway,
tapi
guys,
aku rasa
news best, eh? Maybe it's gonna attract you lah. But actually ended the quarantine, this restriction was is today. What do you think about that? So total, dia ambil masa more than 70 days untuk lockdown, total lockdown kat Wuhan.
Dekat?
Wuhan.
Oh yeah.
So the first train that left the city was at around 12:50 past midnight. The first train that left the city in Wuhan. That's so orang nak balik kampung, balik semua.
I have to ask you this. Do you trust China's number?
Alright.
Come on, man.
Well, I used to in the beginning when we were talking about January. I used to. But then there's so many posts about how Italy is struggling. And then, of course, our Secretary of State Mike Pompeo pun dah tanya soalan sama. And people around the world dah put that thing into some questionable thing. So aku rasa aku tak percaya.
Because first of all, it's a communist state tau. It's China.
CCP, ya? Yeah?
It's close to North Korea tau. You can manipulate data all you want. Nobody's gonna speak up against you. Macam, as bad as whatever democracy you have in this world, aku rasa it can't be worse than China or North Korea.
Actually, they did. Some of these people, they give up, particularly Dr. Li Wenyang. And tiba-tiba hilang. So ada dia punya colleague, doktor lain juga, tiba-tiba hilang juga. Doktor Li Wenyang is an awesome doktor. Dia yang bagi info kan. Dia bagi alert lah. And suddenly dia kena tangkap tau. Dia dah mati.
But
we never know.
Kalau, I'm not sure whether they lie about the numbers or not lah. I have no option than to trust or not to trust. I have no option in that. Cuma kalau kau take into account Wuhan is the epicenter lah, to be honest. It's the Chinese virus. Yes. Like Donald Trump said.
Chinese virus.
So,
China.
Yeah, Chinese
it's
virus.
It's from China.
Sorry. No, it's China. Whatever virus is it?
Yes.
tapi judging from the seriousness of the case, aku tak tahulah China tipu ke tak tipu ke apa kan. Tapi they did well lah. They are the first one to initiate a lockdown, etc.
Tapi aku rasa
in that particular case, they memang diorang epicenter kan. Satu kalau kau take into account, and satu masalah dengan negara-negara besar ni, they can afford to lose their economy. US pun dia banyak downplay benda ni. Tapi you have to agree lah. Don't make stupid statements lah. The leaders should not make stupid statements. Kau nak downplay benda ni pun, walaupun kau negara besar. For example, Donald Trump punya comrades lah.
Aku dah agak dah.
Dia punya media comrades. I agree you want to downplay this whole thing. Tapi
you agree.
Tapi kau, you have to agree now. Lockdown is the best option. You have no choice. Kau kena dengar statement tak ingat siapa nama dia. Pasal New York Mayor. New York Mayor ni dia initiate lockdown of the whole state. Dia kata, if I can save one life through lockdown, I'm going to do it. Tapi orang attack, dia kata, you save one life, but you destroy the economy of million others. Okay, so who's right? The one initiating a lockdown or the one destroying million people's economy, etc. You have no option in this. Kalau engkau orang, cakap lah engkau memang a very objective person, which one is right?
You mean liberal?
I would vote for a lockdown lah. Tapi aku try also, aku nak try faham juga macam from the point of view of conservatives tau. Di mana mostly conservatives akan cakap, you know what, it's not worth destroying the economy, or because you destroy the livelihoods of people lah dengan MCO or a lockdown in any case lah. Whenever a lockdown happens, the whole economy collapse, and that's a bagi aku it's a valid point juga tau. Because semua jatuh miskin tau. Sebab bagi aku sometimes orang macam Bill Gates, dia duduk dekat dalam dia punya mansion kan. Aku pun duduk dalam aku punya rumah, frankly aku selesa. Maybe both of you also. So macam, I don't know, I'm not affected too much by the collapse of an economy. So macam, when I speak about this and then aku cakap apa, oh we have to save lives and the economy can suffer for all I can, it's, sometimes aku rasa benda tu macam sitting on a high horse sikit. Can you destroy that argument lah? Tolong lah, sebab aku macam ada doubt sikit pasal the whole lockdown.
No, that's precisely the problem.
Both of this, lives and economy.
That's it.
What's the problem, Taj? What's the problem, Taj?
That's the issue, that you don't have an actual right, a better argument. Kau tak boleh nak deduce benda ni. Sekarang kau tengok if you don't put down a lockdown, kau tengok keadaan US sekarang lah, bagi contoh. Okay? What's going to happen is going to destroy the economy. Macam apa cara pun it's going to destroy the economy if the infection gets worse. But now it's also happening. It's destroying economy as well, the lockdown. So you have no measure of what's better or what's worse. Oh. You have no option. Kau kena do an action that settles the problem at that time. Lockdown is the best option. Kau nak prevent further infection. You have to break the chain, etc. So that in 3 months time, 6 months time, 9 months time, you are not going to have a full destruction of your economy when more than 10 million get infected. The whole country is going to be affected.
Yeah. We numbers kita kat berapa million sekarang? Aku rasa it's almost reaching 3. Aku rasa 2.4 million je tu. Right.
Almost, I think,
pagi tadi 1.3 million with 74,000 dah. Pagi tadi. Before press statement pukul 5 lah. Ini
tapi more than 1.5 million, 70 plus.
My numbers are way off the charts. But the whole point is, it's just getting worse.
Sebab US only dapat 1,000 dah.
Yeah, okay, here's the thing. With all the bad press yang US getting, kau ada rasa maybe, I get the whole point that, yeah, US is going bad, tapi is it better to have bad news now because US is having better test kits? So? And then we are not having as much testing as the US. Not better test kits, but their testing is faster. And diorang boleh test lagi banyak orang per capita daripada semua negara lain. So
US test faster? I don't think so.
Well,
they are.
Per capita dia orang eh? Well, they are. Okay.
Yeah, much better, much higher. Dia di Germany pun quite high.
Kan?
Germany can go to 100,000.
Sorry for cutting you. So, what's the question again, Haiz?
Tak.
Sorry for cutting you off.
Kita not bad dalam kita punya testing. Sebab kita testing pun macam aku tengok hari tu berapa. Dah 50,000 macam tu kita punya testing. Tapi with more testing yang kau buat, I mean, there's a better chance that kau boleh contain the virus. Tapi the US...
Betul.
Maybe they're doing it faster. I'm not sure. I haven't done the math lagi. Yeah, tapi aku nampak, maybe kita tengok the numbers are increasing banyak. Tapi maybe it's better now sebab at least we know who's infected.
Betul tak? Which is what Chinese did lah. The Chinese did, aku rasa. Assuming the data is true lah. So, aku nak tanya korang lah. Korang dua, Tajudin dengan Haiz. Let's talk about lie, Chinese lie. Do you think they lie about the data ataupun diorang assume, for example, 70 plus years old patient yang ada complication, kidney complication ataupun jantung complication? Because this is a statement by Dr. Deborah Birx pagi tadi aku tengok press statement dia live, US ni White House press statement. Dia kata sebab ada country, dia bukan sort of tipu, dia cakap dia manipulate as in orang tu kena COVID-19 tapi dia dah ada complication lain, jantung ke kidney. So dia classify orang tu sebagai mati sebab jantung instead of COVID-19 disease. So what do you think about that? Itu kira go lie touch. Juga okay. Tu macam mana?
That is a lie. Go touch.
Ada juga macam tu.
Okay. First of all, you know my stand on what I call as conspiracy theory, etc. You know my stand on that.
We all
I don't believe anything made up on whims. I don't really sure. Okay, satu satu you have to take into account several things. First of all, whether it's a fact or not, you are not sure. Satu eh. Secondly, is it important to know whether they lie, the manipulated data? Is it that important? And even if you know if they manipulate or not, what significance does it have? Okay, dua. So kalau betul dia manipulate pun, betul, apa significant dia?
Okay, here's what.
Lepas tu kenapa?
Okay, go go go.
Kenapa aku rasa? Kenapa aku rasa they don't manipulate? Aku bukan kata they don't manipulate. I'm not sure lah. Aku pun tak boleh kata for sure.
It's okay.
Tapi they are running as usual. They are now running as usual. Everything is running as usual. Lockdown. China. Several parts of the country is running as usual. They are even selling bats again. This is an actual news.
Anjing, bodoh ni China.
I'm not sure whether they manipulate the data, but I'm not sure whether there is a significant in knowing that. I'm not sure, to be honest.
Okay.
If it is an attempt to defame a country, where is your proof? I don't like China much. I'm not saying that, okay, bukan bila aku cakap macam ni, aku memang a fanboy of China. Jangan salah faham.
Nampak aja. That is like defending China and I'm defending Trump now sekarang ni. That's what it looks like.
Technology Trump. Maybe you gotta be his party this next November katanya. Ada election kan next November ni kan. So aku rasa apa significant ni kau cakap tak tipu data for reputation lah. I mean kalau number less nampak macam you handle it well. Maybe investors wouldn't go away so much. Maybe the economy wouldn't be that.
Kalau macam tu, kenapa US tak buat benda yang sama?
Mana kau tahu tak buat benda yang sama?
Okay, so how do you know China does it and US does it or they don't do it? How do you know that?
Okay, here's the thing, Taj. America, dia tak boleh nak buat it as good as China because it's not a communist state tau. And you don't have totalitarian punya regime.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kau boleh tahan semua orang cakap.
Free country, a free world.
Yeah. Dengan eagles. Yes, we don't need to hear the anthem. but I get the point.
Oh, an Arab guy singing US national anthem and it's all racist from you guys? Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Tapi,
in a way, Trump dia bukan tipu. Aku, yeah, okay. I'm sorry, sebab pagi tadi aku dah tengok dia punya press conference. Mungkin aku tengok lambat sikit ke ataupun aku tengok sekejap. Aku tak dapat Trump. And these people are having a nice time, the journalists and the punya committee ni. But Trump kau tahu lah kerja dia nak bergaduh dengan orang ni kan, journalist kan. So anyway, pasal statistik ni pun kau boleh manipulate sebab statistik ni. Satu lagi sebab dia approach pun aku rasa some governments ada manipulate juga. For example, Trump. Orang kata, kita memang dah kurang ventilator lah, nak kena minta tolong kan. Trump kata, no! Ventilators are all good. We have them in 9,000. Padahal Dr. Anthony Fauci dengan Dr. Deborah Birx kata tak boleh bagi lagi data. Tak tahu lagi berapa. Mike Pence kata tak tahu berapa. Trump, 9,000. Oh, macam itulah. I mean, aku rasa manipulating macam Trump kan dia cakap benda sama lah daripada awal. No, this is not going to be a pandemic. All of a sudden jadi pandemic. Oh, I always known that this is going to be a pandemic. Donald Trump.
Well, that's
tough. So when we talk about manipulating, I think it's strict.
Well, to be fair, aku rasa almost every country macam tu aku rasa because selagi WHO tak keluar kan, aku rasa Malaysia pun sama. Masa awal-awal kita dapat news about the coronavirus and then aku tengok because WHO didn't come out dengan any directives, no country was able to like declare yang macam, you know what, it's going to be pandemic now. Once it actually happens, and then baru kita start cuak. And I blame China for it a lot because China is like they've been withholding data for about a month. So aku still macam aku termakan dengan with that propaganda di mana China was like they were holding the data for a month and they didn't tell the world sebab and then masa tu ni. So macam if we didn't trust them then why should we trust them now? So that's why aku macam termakan juga ah dengan the whole China punya argument. Aduh, shit lah.
To me, that is right. Memang salah dia orang. Tapi salah semua negara lain juga sebab downplay. For example, I mean, I'm not with China here. You know me. You know my stand. I'm from President Donald J. Trump. But that's a joke. Tapi contohnya UK, Italy especially. Dia punya kau-kau tak ikut, dia punya rakyat tak ikut law. And of course, UN. Dia orang downplay kau-kau sampai dah teruk baru nak take it seriously. So in a way, China is the cause. Orang lain sebab downplay. So dua-dua salah at this point. So sekarang semua merasa.
True. But here's aku nak tanya, Mark.
What do you think, Taj?
What do you think, Taj?
Okay lah, bukan. Satu eh. Okay, now okay, isu dengan China. Okay, I agree lah. Aku bukan kata China is not at fault at all lah. Memang agree. Maybe they withhold data or anything. But you have to take into account politics that happen in WHO as well.
Ah, betul.
And the good relationship between China and certain important members of WHO. This is a fact. This is a fact. So kalau Trump did say all that, what we call as stupid stuffs, or in a plan to downplay the whole thing, then kau kena terima juga China is doing the same thing. They are protecting their economy. Kalau kau take that objective look lah, okay. About not declaring the whole pandemic thing, okay, itu satu isu lah. Aku rasa this blame is a lot on WHO more than China. Sebab Wuhan punya seriousness, Wuhan punya isu tu, sebenarnya masa bulan 1 tu je dah quite serious. People can know through news tau. People can know through news. We in Malaysia, sebab tak banyak infection, so we don't worry much. We don't really care much. Tapi aku pergi umrah bulan 1 aku pergi umrah. They were already very cautious tau. They were very cautious.
Bulan 1
bulan 1 aku pergi hujung bulan 1, they are starting to be very cautious. Dia dah mula block certain entry.
Dia tak kasi masuk bulan 2.
Bulan 2 hujung.
Hujung bulan 2.
Okay, you were saying block certain area off, okay?
They block entry of certain Chinese provinces. Tak boleh masuk. Malaysia pun ada buat.
Kita buat 4 daerah tak bagi.
Kita buat 4 daerah tak boleh masuk. So aku rasa isu ni banyak. Aku tak ingat Hubei.
Kita tak bagi 4, satu Luoyang, Wuhan, lagi 2 aku tak ingat.
Hubei pun tak boleh masuk.
Shangguan. Shangguan macam tu lah, ada 4.
But provinces tu lah yang main infected area. Tapi itulah. Tapi sekarang
you know, you know why you can't pronounce it as because you run, right? Sorry.
Do you have ni recording kan? Ni recorded kan?
So recorded. Everything is recorded.
Be careful.
That being said, negara tu pun ada orang cakap hiding data juga. Which is the biggest epicenter in Middle East.
Iran.
Memang. Tak. Infection dekat Saudi pun banyak dekat Iran. Saudi pun quite bad juga sekarang sebenarnya. Aku tak ingat latest data lah. Tapi quite bad.
Jom kita tengok je.
Banyak case of infection daripada Iran.
Banyak
case of infection daripada Iran. History of journey to Iran yang tak declare bila dia balik daripada Iran dan lain-lain. Sebenarnya semua negara sama je lah. Bukan Malaysia je. Orang menipu ni kan. Menipu data ni semua negara berlaku sebenarnya.
Yeah, true. That's the thing. aku tak tahu. Macam orang nak tipu data. Aku tak faham. Either it's because kau jahat atau kau memang tak pandai tengok data tau.
Maybe sebab kita budak sains, scientific data. Kau rasa the need to be precise, the need to be transparent tau.
Yeah.
And these people, they have a reputation to uphold. For example, Trump is having an election this November. And so far, not looking good.
Yep. All right, guys. Right, boleh nampak.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can see the data now.
Iran is the biggest dekat Middle East. Nah, 64,000.
Yeah.
US, 400,000.
400,000, sell. We are number one.
Ah, by the way, guys.
Yeah, number one.
56,000. Dia punya ni masih dekat ICU tau. Boris Johnson. Not looking good so far.
Yeah.
Boris
Johnson. Yeah, man.
55,000. Quite bad.
56, aku suka tengok 56. Aku suka tengok ni tau. The daily increase punya apa bar kat sini kan, kat tepi. So macam you can see it's screwed up nak mampus tau dekat US. What about it? Yep. Hey, this free meeting will end in 10 minutes. What?
But aku tak ada full version lah.
Aku pun tak ada full version. Shit. Kita ada 10 minutes je.
No one has a full version. This thing is right. We run. It's okay. We gotta call back kalau ni.
Wait, jap.
By the way, guys. Siapa yang satu debate je tu? Russia ke?
Mana?
Ni seorang lagi ni. Satu debate atas Asia. Top.
Kau nak ni?
Top of Asia.
That's Denmark.
Sorry. Europe. Top.
That's Greenland.
No, that's not Denmark.
Greenland.
Oh my god. I never thought that there was going to be a faction there.
Yeah, man. So, tu lah. Kau tahu lah. Satu yang aku terkejut is also Israel tau. Israel dulu masa tu dekat dengan Malaysia tau. Macam ni kan. Sekarang kan Israel lah. Israel dah 9.
Tapi Israel still banyak. Selain aku 1,000 juga. 1,000 lebih.
9,000. 404.
9,000.
No, because they...
Ha.
Oh, because they build the walls, right? So people cannot come out and infection already happened inside.
So the wall works, huh? The wall
die,
works.
Israel!
The wall...
We're gonna bail!
No, the wall prevents infection from going outside, you know? The walls prevent the infection from going outside, but it's happening inside. They have no choice.
No, the wall works in a way it prevents criminal and rapists from coming in. Vote me.
No,
you remember?
You know, this is my issue with conspiracy theory, you know, because when the whole thing began, everybody was saying that Israel, US and China are in complicit of this problem.
My
now Israel is the one that suffers most.
Exactly. So that's
going to be really awkward.
It goes back to my original question tadi tu lah. Macam aku punya previous question, aku tanya macam, maybe having high numbers now is actually better tau. Aku macam, cepatlah numbers nation naik cepat tau. Supaya kita boleh tahu at least that's the peak you can reach tau. Aku macam, how high can you go? And kau nak kena high macam, kena weed tau. Baru macam aku percaya yang itu numbers dia.
Sekarang tu, kita 4,000. Tapi during PKP, aku suka kalau tengok number of infections. Bukan aku tak suka lah musibah berlaku pada orang lain. I'm not saying this. Tapi when there is a saturation, dia kena ada saturation. Maknanya kau reach a point of saturation. Infection, dua atau lebih satu hari. It's not all bad. Sebab kau dah already implementing PKP. So people are inside the house. Sekarang infections yang detected is possibly the highest number of infections that can happen.
Yeah,
there will be a reduction in new infection. So, kau reach a point of saturation, it's good. So, orang kadang nak dengar, aku nak dengar hari ni 50 case je lah, tak nak lah 100 lebih ni. It's bad.
Yeah,
exactly. It's comforting lies tau. Macam, I don't need that sekarang ni. Tapi aku tak ada cakap macam Malaysia sure, tengah, apa ni.
Sobering truth, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, we want the actual truth. Tapi bukan aku nak cakap macam kerajaan Malaysia menipu data. No, we're not. Tapi it's just that we haven't found the peak lagi lah. Itu je lah yang aku risau.
First of all, aku rasa kita kena bagi credit for government. I think they handled it pretty well. Especially
definitely.
Especially the frontliners. And we, I think we have the one of the biggest in the world cured cases. More than 20%. To me, that's an awesome, fantastic job.
For me, lagi satu. Lagi satu, kau kena give credit to Jemaah Tabligh lah.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, because
to be honest,
they saturated the numbers. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm not saying that it's because of my beard. I'm saying this, no. Right? tapi aku nampak, if this happens to any other cluster, kau susah nak detect sebenarnya. Kau susah nak saya cari orang. Sekarang kau tengok, ada a number of cases yang selain daripada cluster Tabligh, yang kau tak tahu pun cluster mana lagi.
Yeah.
How many people they have infected? How can you trace them? Tabligh is easier traced. And they give
plus everybody
tulis
nama
honest.
Kan? The data is collected.
Tulis nama. Semua ada nama. Unless orang yang datang untuk semayang, apa semua
lain nak keluar 40 hari. Aku tahu. Kena tulis nama.
Alhamdulillah. InsyaAllah. Azam.
InsyaAllah.
Azam.
Aku dah lama tak keluar, bro.
Sama. Si betul
sama.
Lah.
What do you mean sama? Dia keluar at all lagi.
Aku keluar dah. Aku nak tinggal masuk taling tau. So macam, kau tak pernah.
Aku tak pernah, aku pernah bagi azam je.
Kau tidur atas tiga batu tu.
I think the meeting is ending aku rasa lagi.
Yeah, exactly. So sekejap, kita boleh...
Can we talk about Brazil?
Yeah, okay, go on, say. Brazil, aku tengok macam orang just having fun je. Where?
There's a meme because I'm a master memer. Master. There's a meme African American macam ni. Can't have increasing case if you don't do test at all. So
yeah. Okay. Where's Brazil lah?
Brazil.
Right.
South America dekat MRI tu, Amerika yang bulat kecil tu. What is going on right there? I think.
Yeah. You got 14,000 cases in ni.
14,000.
Yeah.
Dengan aku rasa rakyat kau, kita tengok video lah. Kita tak tengok official news video, so we don't know for sure.
They are
dengan rakyat kau completely disregard MCO, tiba-tiba 14,000. Kau test berapa sehari eh? Nak tahu juga si orang ni.
Pending
cases ada tak tadi eh?
Apa dah?
Pending,
aku tengok.
Kau tekan tadi tu?
Yeah. Okay.
700 deaths.
Sorry, Brazil. Yeah, 700 deaths. Aku tengok dia punya increase sekarang kan, at macam sial. Sekejap. 9,000
semalam. 137 recovered
Dia yeah, mampus lah.
Okay tu Haiz. Amerika today 37,000. Macam?
Tak tahu saya cakap.
Aku Obama try... tak ada number ni. In my time ada number ni. So Trump.
Yeah, it's true man. Tapi tu lah, looking at these numbers every day memang memang kau jadi sakit hati ke lah. Macam it doesn't show any sign of slowing down tau. Tu yang aku sakit hati. It's just getting macam especially in these top 10 countries. Yeah?
Tapi question is going to plateau lah. Our graph is going flat right now. I mean 170, 180. So more or less every day so lebih kurang okay lah aku rasa.
No, no.
Which
I mean,
brings us to the first question.
For us maybe lah, but aku tengok macam you can see this
them,
yeah logarithmic graph kan. Macam kita nak tengok dia start inflection point tau. Macam aku rasa a good knee will be South Korea. Tengok shit gila kan. Dia naik lepas tu dia dah start macam ni lah. Kau
Datuk
tengok
lah, sedap lah tu.
Yang mangkuk-mangkuk ni ha, mampus. Naik je.
Okay, tapi anyway
naik je just
rasa, which is yesterday the graph was booming. I mean when you talk about graph I'm talking about stock kan. Stock market was booming in US, in Europe and us too. Because particularly we have this news of in New York. Apa benda tu? Opinion, download, should start. No, okay.
Sorry.
In New York apa semua dah rasa macam lebih kurang dah macam plateau. This is the news that has been around lah. That cause a good sentiment ataupun kita panggil bullish sentiment around in investors around the world lah. Europe, America and us. So I don't know.
This dari segi ekonomi it's
macam baru
it's gonna
baru
be a very bad discussion lah. So in terms of economy afterwards gonna be
yeah speaking
masalah
of
juga lah, kalau
habis kan. Meeting ni can we continue with another meeting, boleh start balik
yeah
lah?
I'm up yeah sure
can aku I just end this meeting bagi... and then start again
boleh buat
aku rasa
I
aku...
can touch card
sorry touch kau ada kelas lah ni
boleh
aku masuk lambat sikit lah. Apa?
Kau betul eh? Okay.
Kelas kau berapa lama tak?
Kelas aku sejam lebih lah.
Sejam lebih? Lama juga dah lah. Malam.
Tak, bukan.
Sampai pukul 12. 12 lebih kan habis.
Kan, oh, sebab kalau kau bagi touch buat kelas awal, dia boleh ambil awal. Maybe we can continue. Kalau touch okay. Sekarang ni 9.45 eh.
Tapi bukan aku yang 10, lead 40. Kelas tu. Aku masuk kelas.
10.45. Staff function.
Aku masuk kelas tu aku belajar. Aku study.
Oh,
aku ada kelas pagi.
Bukan kau bagi kelas.
10 pagi, so. Pukul 5 petang dengan pukul 10 malam.
Wow, kelas apa?
3 kelas.
How to pagi, make bomb 101 apa touch?
Pagi hadis.
I'm sorry.
Pagi fiqah, petang hadis, malam hadis.
Ni kau ambil online course dengan apa ni?
Yang pagi yang malam ni apa yang pagi musyakarah dengan member-member aku lah. Apa family members aku. Oh. Ramai-ramai dengan macam sepupu, cousin apa semua.
Aha.
Bagus.
Ha, tapi yang malam ni ada official instructor lah.
Ah, okay. So kan kau start say... enrolling dalam online class or something?
I'm planning to. Kalau this MCO will be extended and further kan, aku memang plan to enroll class lah.
Yeah, definitely man. Apa lagi aku nak buat other than
orang
belajar? Yeah.
And I should have got this ni USB punya mic ni sayang lah. USB punya microphone ni sayang.
Kan? It's just plug kan? In and play.
Tak, sebab kalau aku nak record podcast, is better to have that mic. It's better, the clarity is better lah.
Yeah, it's clear and then bagi aku it's quite ni. Syed, kau kena beli kat Syed? Come on Syed.
Tak clear.
Yeah, I mean, untuk recording lah.
Kau jangan tertipu dengan AirPod Kau jangan tertipu dengan AirPod, please. Apple product.
Alright. Okay, we're back dengan Sembang Kencang dengan Syed dengan Touch. Sorry for the commercial break sedih.
Hello.
for a word from our sponsor.
Group Abang Jambang lah. Kita di Haiz, sorry.
I think ya.
Aku tak dapat lah.
I think it's a good idea untuk kau panggil Dr. Zarina sekali ke apa ke for this discussion.
Yeah, definitely man. Aku rasa nanti someday aku akan just call people. Aku just wish everybody had proper macam audio punya ni. If only lah.
Screw Joe Rogan podcast. We are Haiz podcast. Yeah. But not touch please. Not touch. I mean this is the last one. Please.
Okay guys. Aku rasa aku nak sambung tadi kita punya discussion tau. Okay. So tadi kita sembang pasal how the whole COVID situation is destroying the economy kan. And kita kena accept the fact that sometimes orang akan macam cakap, so what? So what people, apa ekonomi lebih penting daripada orang mati? Aku cakap macam, yeah, tapi kalau that's the middle class speaking. When you're middle class, when you can afford, when you have a roof over your head, you can speak about macam, it doesn't matter if the economy is dead. Tapi if you're poor, the last thing you will think about is your death. Bagi aku, they don't really think about it. Kalau aku tak ada, if I have less pennies to spend, I won't care about being in a lockdown. Aku just akan masuk rumah kalau kena pukul dengan polis je. So that's a thing.
Kan? Which happens.
Yeah. So, sometimes aku tak ada nak marah sangat orang yang keluar for lockdown ni. Macam memang kita benci tengok dia. But sometimes orang yang macam yang jual, makcik Kia jual pisang goreng kan. She's a sitting duck tau in this kind of situation now. Which I'm not able to empathize kalau aku tak ada dalam situation tu lah. So aku nak tanya kan, macam now kita kena nampak tau the whole shift of in strategy of countries managing the economy. Kita akan nampak suddenly countries are becoming socialist tau. Suddenly country akan menggunakan dia punya duit apa reserve semua untuk bagi kat rakyat. Okay, I want to hear what you guys think about it. Let's start dengan Syed.
Economics approach
Yeah. I mean,
okay, first of all, I love to talk about this priorities yang kau cakap ni, which is mati ke ekonomi? Which one? Well, I think, personally, I think it goes hand to hand. Dia tak boleh kau dapat one and not the other. Mm-hmm. Sebab apa, kalau contohnya logistical company, orang yang supply gardenia, which is a hot stuff right now. Susah dapat supply gardenia di logistics punya ni yang supply. Kalau dia orang kena sakit, dia pun tak boleh kerja juga. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, man. Both kau kena take at the same, tak ada. Bila kau take care of the east, kau akan dapat satu lagi macam itulah. It's like Amar Ma'ruf Nahi Munkar. Doesn't just one, it goes both together. That's take note. But so in economically speaking, I want to talk about domestically. I think we did a pretty good job. And we gave a bantuan. It's like a care package, caring package, bantuan prihatin national 2020. And PM has been listening again to the SME stocking. So he allocated another 10 billion, which is around 20% of our GDP, which is on par dengan Japan. Japan provide around 190 million.
Yeah.
20% of the GDP. And Donald Trump, US 2.3, dia ada cerita nak bagi lagi 1 trillion lagi. So, it's not so much of dia, aku rasa dia terpaksa bagi. Dia terpaksa bagi. So, everyone has to be socialist macam ni.
You have to be socialist especially, at this point.
Have to be. So, I mean, everyone, especially us, we're doing a great job. Sebab kita bagi 20% of GDP. Hungary, dia bagi 17 to 20% GDP. Semua bagi kau-kau punya. Cuma some countries like US ni, aku rasa dia ada nak main politik sekali. Sebab apa? Ada general election on November.
Yeah.
Sebab concerns are growing on too much of this. Kau bagi sampai $1,200 apa semua kan kepada rakyat. So dia bagi 2.2 trillion. And another 1 trillion is going to be discussed on giving to the economy and to the people. So you are putting too much strain and pressure on the country's sovereign fund. Macam itu lah. So, yeah, I'm happy to get some. Aku dapat. Sebab aku boleh kata B40 lah. I'm happy to get some. But my concern is what's going to happen after the lockdown is the measure is eased. It's going to be withdrawn. Lockdown is withdrawn. What is going to happen after that to the economy?
Yeah.
So, it's nice now. But let's hope it's going to be nice after this because,
Yeah, fair enough. Before touch on job. So, that's what I'm saying. I mean, for us, I mean, the middle class, we're happy. Kita dapat bantuan, apa semua, and then we're sitting here. Okay, maybe aku rasa, Touch, boleh aku tanya kau? Touch, is kau punya family business, will that fall under what? Is it SMEs or what?
SMEs.
Okay, so I want to hear daripada orang yang macam, you guys are running a business out there. I mean, you can't run on charity. So, apa kau rasa pasal the whole package daripada ni?
Okay, okay, first of all, okay lah, engkau kena take into consideration few aspects. Satu, welfare, what should be prioritized, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the priority is for you to ensure that you break the chain of these viruses, and disinfection, you have to break the chain of infection, So taking this into account, it is not that bad to, for the time being, close your businesses for the time being. Tapi you have to take into account a few things. SMEs alone, okay, for SMEs owners, they will survive. InsyaAllah, they will survive lah. Mostly, they can survive.
Owner lah. Owner.
Yeah.
Owner.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. Yes. Okay, dia orang boleh lah. Kalau yang SME yang kecil betul, mungkin 2-3 bulan, dia boleh survive. Tak ada masalah. Kalau SME yang besar sikit, setahun pun dia boleh survive. Owner can survive. They have assets, etc. They can have their disposal lah. Tak ada masalah. Masalah dia sekarang, satu, sustainability. Engkau akan ada isu reopening. Okay, kalau engkau business yang macam kau deal directly dengan customer, contoh restoran and everything else, it's one thing lah. Isu dia, pada pandangan aku lah, government is doing their best lah. You have to agree, government is doing their best to cater everything. Cuma isu dia dekat sini, satu, SMEs at one point pun, dia pun kena fikir welfare dia. You cannot equate orang punya, sebab sekarang ramai orang yang sekarang
bantai SMEs. Dia kata,
bantai SMEs.
Ya.
Sorry, aku tak tengok ni. Dia cakap apa?
When you have more, you spend more. That's all. Yeah. It's as simple as that. Yeah. Kau tak boleh samakan cara hidup satu orang yang dapat RM600 sebulan dengan orang yang dapat RM60,000 sebulan.
Ya, orang dapat RM60,000 sebulan. Besar periuk, besar kerak lah. Ya. Yeah.
Besar periuk, besar kerak. Kau macam mana kau cuba nak jadi idealist yang kata you have to show mercy to other people, you have to be considerate, etc. They have spent that much every month of their life. When all of a sudden this happens.
Sekejap, tak, sorry. Tak parah. Kau cakap day tu orang ke ataupun business? Business entity
orang,
ke orang?
Orang lah, orang. Orang. Owner. Orang. I'm speaking about owner. SMEs memang tengah owner going back lah now. Memang masalah lah. Jadi kalau isu dia kat sini untuk aku lah. Isu aku kat sini, SMEs have the right to be mad, to be angry, to feel they're not treated well, etc.
At they least before the second announcement lah.
Before the second announcement.
Package Creating Plus
tu. So for me it was valid. Kau nak cakap apa pun, kau nak cakap orang penting diri etc, itu masalah kau lah. Dia hidup macam tu. They feel better. Lagi kalau orang corporate, lain hal lah. Kalau company kau ni besar, tak ada masalah.
Penting diri aku rasa it's not SME lah. Aku rasa artis. Tak, talk about that.
Yeah, it's the T20 yang kita menyampah. Aku menyampah bila T20 macam artis lah, macam I don't know where they T20, tapi when they speak kita menyampah because we see them living lavish lifestyle the whole time and then now it's happening. Tapi aku memang my heart goes out untuk all these business owners, entrepreneurs yang baru nak naik and this is happening to them.
So
and sometimes bagi aku macam netizen kita aku guna istilah netizen. Shit gila, okay. But netizen akan bantai benda tu senselessly. Macam kita cakap lah, these SMEs are giving you 40% of the job. You don't shit on where you eat them. Yeah, don't shit inside the bowl where kau makan. So tu aku macam sakit. Bila kau bantai ni, I don't own a business, man.
Kau
how's your business, by the way?
Yeah, go on.
Memang completely stop lah. Completely stop. Literally. Cool. Memang for this 1 month, memang aku depend on my saving lah. Alhamdulillah aku ada saving lah.
Alhamdulillah.
So aku have no problem sangat.
Tak apply untuk ni care packages.
Macam mana? BPN.
The package tu.
Package aku apply lah. I'm not sure I'm going to get lah. Pasti lagi. Tapi aku cuba je lah.
Dia bagi email kat kau.
Cuma aku pasal aku satu, aku tak ada pekerja bawah aku yang besar. So aku tak ada isu dalam menjaga pekerja. I'm running on machines.
Oh yeah.
I'm digitalizing my business. I'm
automating.
Automating. Digitalizing is different. Aku sekarang digital yang aku fikir.
How do you sell agama digital? Oh sorry.
Kau kena take into account satu. Okay, people going out. Okay, there is a validity in them going out because they don't have income. They are right to go out. They think about their life, etc. But we have been through recessions before. 1999,
2008
if I'm mistaken. 2008
and 1998. Tapi not as bad
or
touch. This
one not as bad as this.
I know. We got through.
Yeah.
We got through.
We went through, yeah.
It is always going to get better. It is always going to get better. But you have to fix the main problem first, which is this infection. Yeah. Kau kena fix this first. So people have no choice. Sekarang kau tengok, government kasih duit. kenapa government kasih duit? Okay, ada certain experts kata, okay, so that they can spend, so government can get revenue. Okay, government can get revenue, etc. Tapi then on the other hand, kau tak boleh go out to work. So it's better to save ke, it's better to spend. So there is a balance between the two. Untuk aku, you have to break this infection. Recession is going to happen, but sure, we always get through it. Lah. It's another discussion about how recession is going to last, etc. Dulu recession bila berlaku, orang fund for world war.
Yeah.
Government semua fund world war. Ini cara orang recover from recession.
They are doing that. Touch. For example, England is giving out 330 billion pound. Aku suka artikel tu. Aku baca dekat The Age. Dia kata, the last time England has spent this much was when fighting Nazi Germany.
Sama cakap
ni. Statement. Ini statement siapa? Queen? Statement apa ni? Artikel
aku baca. They're spending 330 billion pound.
The Queen is not going to say that.
No, the Queen, alright, because I heard Charles kena COVID-19 kan, but discussion dan story kan diorang.
Oh yeah. Charles memang ni. Yeah, I mean, but actually, side to entertain your thought lah. Sebenarnya macam, how do you know this is not a war? Macam, if you want to go full conspiracy, sorry Touch. Tapi kejap, I'ma let you finish. Tapi macam, it can be.
No. But China just launched a World War III without launching a single missile.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, no, they just won. They just won the World War III.
Yeah.
They don't launch missile. But you do not know what US keeps in their pockets, you know? You do not know.
Nampak tak? Dia kata China has been winning war. Mana dia kata China has started. Mana dia kata everything is because China. Touch. I'm sorry, man.
Yep, we're going on a
tangent. I'm just saying what people said. I'm not sure.
Tapi aku rasa,
okay, aku suka. So okay, kau kena apa satu similitude. Next kan similitude, a simple similitude. What happened to MH370?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, people find it very important to know. Kan, sebab there were a lot of conspiracy theories running during that time. Kau ingat tak? Ada yang kata US buat, ada yang kata China buat, ada yang kata Rusia buat. Tapi, kau dapat tahu tak?
No.
Kau tak dapat tahu.
Sekarang, okay. Is it important to know who did it before kau actually jumpa bangkai kapal tu?
Betul.
Aku
rasa
itu poin aku pasal conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
You can make it. It's fun to discuss. To be honest, it's very fun to discuss. I love discussing conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I don't like. I love. It is just you cannot establish it as a fact lah. Itu je lah.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely a valid point. Any rational person akan agree dengan kau, Touch.
But it's fun. I love saying it. So bad and so hard because this kind of thing is unprecedented. When I say unprecedented, I mean the effect. Sebab again, China tahun 2003 ada juga pandemic, SARS. Tapi during that time, China wasn't a big power as it is now. Dia punya middle class belum naik betul lagi. Macam
sekarang
naik, middle class dah start berjalan. Apa semua and so on and so forth. And they has become one of the, orang kata, on to the second biggest economy in the world. Malaysia trade war dengan United States lagi. Jadi bila dia jatuh kau-kau, everyone jatuh jeli. Because everyone has been too, well not everyone, ramai. Banyak negara has been too dependent on China juga. For trade and reliability and sustainability in business. So, and as far as concern, this kind of bad pandemic, for example Spanish flu ataupun Black Plague apa ni semua dah lama dah. So people at that time lain dengan cara kita sekarang. So I think this is a new thing. Everything is going to be very very bad right now before it gets better because this is unprecedented lah pada aku.
Tapi kau rasa lifestyle orang Malaysia akan berubah? Lifestyle orang Malaysia, lifestyle orang Cina.
Short term yes lah. Long term tak aku rasa.
Go on Touch.
Aku rasa it won't change. Maksud aku lifestyle yang spending, keluar pergi bercuti dan lain-lain, it will not change much. Sebab tu economy is still gonna it's gonna be bad. I'm telling you that it's not gonna be that bad. It's bad, but it's gonna be that bad. People are gonna spend. Kau orang Malaysia punya style lain. Sekarang masalah kita ialah sekarang harga minyak government punya revenue. Masalah kita dengan government revenue sebab kita Malaysia sangat dependent on oil.
Sebab kita tak ada GST. I have to put it in there, man. I'm sorry. Sebab kita tak ada GST. Bring back the 6%.
Give me a high five right here. Give me a high five right here.
Okay. No. But in all seriousness, actually, bila kau cakap macam kita kena will life change, and bagi aku it will change for everybody actually. Especially aku nak cakap is for corporate. If you're from corporate, listen closely. Aku cakap you can see now working from home is nothing wrong. Macam everybody yang boleh work from home, you can work from home. Don't waste my HR dengar aku cakap ni. Tapi
you can
you can work from home and you can get the same work, that amount of work done now. So aku rasa macam this whole old school of way of running a business, aku rasa can change a lot tau. And yeah, you can run your business from home, man. That's one ni aku nak point out macam it life can change. Thank you, COVID.
Ais. I was being told that you are a marketing officer for a company, for a corporate company.
Shut up.
Aku tak akan namakan company. The thing is, kerja kau, duduk office ke ataupun duduk office kejap atau keluar? Kalau kau lah.
Ada duduk office, ada dua-dua. Yeah. I do have to see my customers. I swindle doctors for a living. Shit. Aku kena cut that one out lah.
You
have to, bro.
You are exposing this. Company guys doing well in stock market so far, I'm saying. But anyway, hey, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. But anyway, so pagi kau tamprin, lepas tu kau keluar tu lah. Situ.
Tak, aku, if aku ada kerja kat office, most times, actually we have a work at the office. And then pini kita macam, I definitely have to see a client baru aku keluar. Yeah, that's the point lah. I mean, aku rasa macam we can do work that especially yang macam you're not required to be at the site. Macam kalau kau bukan productionnya staff, you don't need to be at the company tau.
Kan? You don't have to be physically available at this brick and mortar business. Yeah. So Touch, do you do deliveries? Do you do deliveries, Touch?
Oh yeah.
Because kau lebih kepada consumer products kan. So before this lockdown, before this pandemic happening, kau ada buat delivery tak?
Tak ada, tak pernah.
Oh, kau pun jumpa orang ke?
Tak, for my frozen products, aku buatlah delivery walaupun tak quite extensive sangat. Aku supply. Aku supply to restaurants. Tapi aku tak ada buat delivery khusus lah, benda individu ke tak ada. Cuma aku punya job memang business, other businesses have to run for my business to run.
Betul.
I'm depending on other businesses. If the businesses run well, my business run well. Macam tu lah.
Hang on, Touch. When you say your business, right, your business is currently puri, betul tak?
And delivery. Frozen product.
Yeah, tapi...
remember, we hang out in Kuantan.
Tapi apa yang parents kau punya?
Sebab sekarang ni, the restaurants being apa, orang lain run. Mm-hmm. Sewa lah. Sewa. So my parents depend on that lah. Cuma my father pasal dia ex government servant and so dia tak ada issue lah.
But it affected
everyone. Literally my parents.
Iklan jap. Touch. Itu aku buat buri, Touch. Nampak? Tak nampak.
Oh, serious lah.
Aku terpaksa belajar sebab kau tak buat delivery.
Kau buat itu biji kau.
Aku buat.
Okay. Okay.
I wouldn't need.
Kau tak.
Alah, tak nampak.
Bro, kau tak beritahu awal. Kau tak beritahu awal.
Itulah pasal aku sumpah. Aku cakap, Touch, macam mana nak ajar aku buat puri, Touch?
Kau tahu, bro. Kau tahu. One day before the PKP. One day ke 2 days before the PKP, I was in KL.
Uh-huh. Ya Allah, apa kau tak beritahu?
Tapi aku masa pergi, aku pergi kira balik, apa, pergi hari tu balik esoknya. Jadi, saya tak ada sempat apa-apa lah. Ada kenduri kahwin.
Where did you go, Touch? Did you go for a check-up? Anyway, aku personally nak bagi opinion pasal kerja from home. I mean, it's really comfortable. Orang cakap macam Haiz used to tell me there's always a start for everything. Oh, motivational lah. So maybe kalau yang sebelum ni tak ada, boleh buat ada. For example, my job, I think it's possible for me to work from home.
Yeah,
aku lebih kepada process loans lah. So kita boleh buat satu, kata internet yang okay. Lepas tu kau ada laptop satu, Boleh, basically boleh lah. Aku tinggal call dia. But the thing is, other challenging issues is the server, internet server. Is it going to be as secure as the one at work? So that to, for this is untuk cyber security lah.
Data leaking lah.
Ha, data leaking, yeah. So on PDPA. Sebab aku banyak deal dengan PDPA lah. I have to be very careful on this. PDPA. So these kind of challenges, I mean, as far as my job is concerned lah. So maybe untuk kerja kau, maybe kena pergi office, tapi definitely less time lah mungkin. Definitely less time aku. As well as you got the work, dah dapat TAT yang sama dengan kau pergi kerja, dengan kau tak pergi kerja, tak dapat TAT yang sama, then okay lah. Turn around time. Tapi the issue for me, untuk orang macam aku yang main komputer, boring turun bawah sokok tu main komputer. Shit, dapat. But yeah, sometimes kerja tu possible, work from home. Tapi challenging issue is that tu lah. Ada apa-apa protokol yang kau langgar lah. Macam aku PDPA. And for example, if you are dealing with internet and lines and everything, ada tak data leaking ke ataupun mungkin cyber security challenges ke macam tu lah pada aku. Ada pun that.
Yeah, bagi aku then our IT departments will have to step up their games lah. Kan? Macam that's the only way forward lah kan. Macam you step up your game.
Tapi benda tu company kena spend banyak juga, and I don't think some of them are willing to do that. Especially not big public listed company. Tapi lah, bila kau betul lah juga nak cakap eh, sebab kalau kau step up their games, kau buat betul-betul benda ni, it can benefit you in the long run, man. I mean,
yeah.
Orang tak payah nak pergi kerja, bangun terus buat kerja.
How do you think the effectiveness of a job working from home?
I think it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant, man. Because here's the thing. For me personally, aku punya kerja. Because aku perasan, when you're good at, I'm not saying I'm good at what I do, but when the thing that aku buat kerja dekat office, sometimes bila kerja kau dah siap awal, just because you just more proficient using Excel or something like that, and then kau habis awal, you look like a jackass tau, macam pemalas gila tau. So aku benci gila. It looks like I'm slacking off. Tapi macam, so aku kena buat busy tau. Aku memang benci part tu tau. So kat rumah, kau macam, you're busy when you're busy. When you're not busy, kau boleh pergi main anak ke, whatever kau nak buat, pergi lah.
Yeah, betul.
Itu lah point aku actually pasal work from home ni lah. And this is...
Yeah, betul.
This is the question I need to ask. Ada tak kau masa meeting kau pakai kod ke atas pakai
seluar ke mana? Brother, aku memang pakai play card all the time, man. Aku dah lupa pakai seluar macam mana.
Brother, ada roommate aku which is not you, Haiz, suka tak pakai seluar. I wonder who. So I think Haiz is not the person yang akan buat macam tu.
You better cut this part, Haiz. You better cut.
Oh, better don't. But anyway.
Or else you're not gonna see Syed anymore.
Hilang macam Dr. Lee Wen Yang. Aku nak tanya opinion korang pasal education. Okay, so education sekarang ni dijalankan melalui, because last time pun ada juga orang, apa ni, before PKP, I think 2 years ago aku dah jumpa seorang ni. This guy was he's a veteran teacher. I mean, I used to be teacher and I'm learning that. And teaching, because I used to teach something that is related to laboratory. So kau kena pergi belajar. Lepas tu kau kena buat eksperimen juga. Benda tu ada target apa semua juga. Dan ada bajet kau order barang. And it's a good thing. Pada aku eksperimen orang kata paper 3 lah. Chemistry kan. Paper 3 eksperimen, it's a good thing. So, do you think macam gini baik buat daripada rumah ya, kerja ni? For example, because orang-orang macam kita ataupun orang yang dah bukan budak sekolah lagi lah. Maybe you have the level of discipline untuk pergi ataupun buat kerja walaupun kau kat rumah. Otherwise kau tak dapat gaji ataupun kena maki dengan bos kau lah. Tapi untuk budak-budak, bila dia kata kalau mak dia jenis dek pergi buka komputer Zoom cepat kelas kau dah nak start, okay lah. And to those yang jenis, because budak-budak they need certain level of authority applied on them so that they will have this kind of discipline, this kind of level. So do you think education is can be, for example, 5 hari sekolah mungkin kau buat 3 jam je pergi sekolah lepas tu balik buat kat rumah, ataupun it's going to be better, ataupun kena macam old school style juga, Aish?
You don't know. Touch, the one who's taking class, you answer this. I'm not taking any class. I'm a jackass.
Touch. Touch. What do you think?
Bro,
is it going to be as efficient?
Okay. No, if you are talking about kids, children, aku agree. Aku as a people will agree that school is best way, going to school.
Yeah.
Satu, Satu, first of all, you have to learn socializing. Kau kena learn socialize. You can learn how to socialize. Lepas tu kau kena ada disiplin. Kau ingat budak-budak boleh belajar kat rumah ke?
Yeah,
budak-budak definitely. Tak boleh belajar kat rumah. Eh?
Dia pakai laptop, lah, tak belajar tak ada consequence
lah. Exactly. Kalau macam kita pun, kalau kata kita nak beri kelas online pun kena disiplin. Kita tau, kau bayangkan budak kecil.
Yeah.
Berapa ramai yang PKP ni yang actually kau spend time learning something?
Macam kita.
Okay, actually, betul. Aku meeting pun sebenarnya. Sometimes aku tengok berlambat je yang tak bangun lagi tau. Kita meeting pukul 9. Pukul 9 suku baru nak masuk meeting lah. Baru Mamat ni just join the meeting tau. So aku tengok macam benda ni still masalah disiplin ni memang semua orang ada aku tengok lah.
Tapi meeting aku rasa is even worse sebab some meeting tak payah even ada video conference pun. Kau boleh buat melalui email je sama-sama meeting lah.
No, you're right, man. I mean, some meetings are better off in an email lah. Macam you don't need to spend an hour kan. Sorry, I touch. Bagi aku kan, I mean, do whatever you're doing now, and because being in corporate, sometimes these are the rubbish that you have to go through lah. Macam unnecessary meetings semua-semua, which is extremely inefficient lah bagi aku. Sorry lah, macam I know some of my colleagues might be listening to this podcast, but I'm sorry, man. I have to say it.
it's all about saying the right thing.
Yeah.
Tapi itu betul lah.
But macam it's good to know that touch is the only one essential lah. Not being too good. Touch is the only one essential. Yeah. All of this. Touch, we salute you, sir. Sorry, touch. Kau tengah cakap siapa tadi? Kau apa?
I'm talking about Iran. No. Tak, sebab tu, untuk aku working dia ada dua-dua ada pro and cons lah. Kau tak boleh kata it's cuma COVID one thing it helps people to understand that working from home is possible lah. Like for a certain amount of jobs lah kan. Kau tengok juga jenis jobs yang kau run
lah. True.
Lepas tu macam education is always best to be macam kau kena pergi
physically
school
juga, available. Kelas,
physically available. It's all about developing discipline, attention, etc. It's very important. Working sebab kalau kau education ni benda yang bukan kerja kau, you will not be that committed to it, to be honest. Kalau kerja lain, kerja it's paying you, it's paying your bills, so you have to do it. Kau tak ada choice. Kau nak lebih kurang, kau malas ke pun, kau terpaksa pergi. Kau bangun pagi tu memang tension gila pergi, tak fikir nak pergi kerja, tapi kau pergi juga.
Yeah.
Paying your bills.
Aku tak nak makan rumput. Commitment.
Rumput okey lagi bro, vegetarian, jangan makan pasir sudah.
Betul. Yes.
Tats, jangan makan member like you did, alright? Bye. So anyway guys, I would love to talk about, because malam ni Fushat, but we are half a month away from Ramadan. I'm sorry Tats, kalau tak sambut. I'm sorry, this might be offensive to someone, but I think COVID-19 is bringing the best thing about Ramadan this year, because maybe this year we're not going to have, okay, I mean, Bazar Ramadan, I love to go to Bazar Ramadan. Personally, I love. Uh-huh. Even tak beli pun aku suka pergi. Well, you know why, but by the way, it teaches us to actually minimize the things that we are having during, you know, buka and apa semua kan. To have this, orang kata, message Ramadan tu betul-betul sampai. Kau rasa macam orang apa rasa, kau tak adalah happy-happy sangat kau. Actually, Ramadan is a tazkirah school lah. It's a school of muhasabah. So, COVID-19 will teach you that there is no bazar Ramadan. Kau tak boleh nak spend before for you sangat. Which is, yeah, dalam buruk ada baiknya lah mungkin.
Yeah, despite tak ada tarawih kan. Yeah, well, how did we get here?
Dia cakap, by the way guys, sorry. Dia cakap tak ada tarawih, dia cakap tak ada bazar, dia cakap tak ada tarawih kan. I mean, it's logical lah kalau dia cancel sekali.
Yeah, it's logical lah. I mean, tak ada tarawih jemaah dekat ni lah, dekat surau.
And for me, it's good for us sebab kita tak run businesses lah. Aku bazar untuk aku satu walaupun aku jarang pergi. Aku boleh kata aku kalau satu bulan tu sekali je aku pergi lah. Itu pun kalau terpaksa. Jarang pergi, aku memang tak suka pergi bazar. Pasal malam pun tak suka pergi. Jadi, tapi untuk aku satu, one of the main businesses untuk orang kat time Ramadan ialah bazar lah. Untuk aku, government has to do something about this. Instead of just cancelling, kau kena do something. It's very important for people who run businesses.
Tapi aku nampak
hari kalau dia sudut. Time is ticking. Kalau nak do something, you do it now. Sebab lagi ni dah hari. 14 hari, sorry. Counting sekarang dah macam ada day.
Tak, sebab spirituality wise, Okay, spirituality, okay, of course, we agree. And okay, this helps. Tak ada bazaar. You can be alone in your house and focusing on Allah at all time. Kalau you focus on Allah lah. Then I'm not sure that's going to happen pun. I'm not sure. I cannot say that for sure. Eh. Tapi untuk aku, business-wise, for welfare of people, cancelling bazaar just like that will be tak berapa effective lah for people. Kau kena have some options lah. Some options. Maybe
they can run
businesses in a house ke apa. Ha, macam mana?
Kamu cakap khabar, last 2 years ke apa, orang bertumbuk sebab case nak rebut tapak bazaar tu. It is that profitable for these small businesses to operate during Bazar Ramadan.
Yeah. Tapi aku nampak hari tu ada orang recommend kan, macam why don't you set up a proper system di mana kat bazar tu nanti there's a delivery system and you hire people macam mana you hire people for Lazada. So untuk one proper area. Aku tengok macam
set up a website. Letak website bazaar, okay, ayah percik ni yang kawasan bagi lah. Takkan nak deliver daripada dia.
Tapi kau kena still kena unitekan everything in one website juga tau, because you can't have apa, oh, bazaar section 7 Bandar Baru Bangi ada satu, lepas tu bazaar Keluang ada satu website. Babi, it's a haywire gila tau. It should be one website and then kau boleh pilih an area lah. But anyway,
betul.
Beside the point lah, tapi bagi aku that's a good suggestion. And memang kau kena buat within these 14 days. Aku tak tahu macam mana entrepreneurs nak buat, man. Touch, come on.
I have to do it. Aku memang Ramadan tak run business usually. Ramadan aku mah relax biasanya lah.
Man.
Aku memang tak hantar ke apa. Tapi tahun ni macam mungkin terpaksa buat kot.
Yeah.
Tengok macam mana keadaan dia. Tapi macam delivery is allowed. Sekarang pun in my place delivery is allowed.
Tapi kalau macam kau freelance, kau tak attach dengan Lazada atau Foodpanda, kau boleh saja keluar. Dia akan minta dokumen kan?
Boleh, tak ada masalah. Kalau food delivery tak ada masalah.
Kalau dia cakap, okay, apa dokumen kata awak food delivery, kau nak cakap apa? Kalau tu di WhatsApp?
Aku tak.
WhatsApp orang tu.
Satu sini memang tak ada roadblock lah.
No.
Tak ada roadblock tu. Tak ada. Memang aku tak ada roadblock.
Dekat Keluang yang dia kata lockdown extra tu tak ada ni?
In my area yang in my vicinity lah. Okay, 5 km, 7 km from my area. Tak ada roadblock. This area is boleh kata COVID free lah. COVID free. Dia sebelah Keluang sikit. Jauh sikit. Sempat Renggam ni memang I think about 20 km so from my place. 20 km.
Pada perjalanan dia. Pada perjalanan dia.
Yes. Itu yang memang teruk. Sana memang tentera pusing lah. Nampak kau, aku harap dia sebat lah. Tak tahu ada sebat kan.
Ular tak kira Malaysia nak ambil. Bukan Indian polis lah. Sebat. But guys, have you watched this? Kau rasa perlu lah? Habis Indian polis takat sebat lah. Terajang ataupun macam itu lah. Filipina sampai tembak tau. Ataupun
dog cage.
Tak, kau kena tengok video tu full. Lepas dia pukul, apa India tu buat? Video India, Indian police hitting Indian. Dia lari, then dia buka balik kedai.
Oh, yeah.
For those kinds of people, those measures are necessary.
Actually,
dia masuk masjid tau, bawa rotan. Rotan kelakar.
Yeah, that's the thing kan. Kau kena agree lah. Macam-macam mana kau cakap kan, Malaysia degil pun kan. Kita punya degil belum tahap macam, bagi aku, kau tak sampai tahap Italy lagi lah. Punya degil kepala bapak dia kan. Aku tak tahu macam mana Brazil semua kan.
Important rule lah.
Yeah, exactly. Kita bagi aku Malaysia kan, kita memang satu rakyat yang memang quite patuh pada apa-apa kerajaan yang pegang pun, kau akan patuh no matter what tau. I mean, of course lah, ada beberapa yang ni, tapi yang kita nampak tu maybe aku rasa minority. Other than that, kebanyakan orang akan kecam dia tu kan. So aku tengok, Alhamdulillah, Malaysia kita masih lagi rakyat yang apa, quite law abiding citizen lagi lah.
And kita pula jenis bukannya out and about kind of citizen macam French ataupun Spain yang sikit-sikit nak keluar pergi kerja malam kena pergi berjalan apa yang sikit-sikit jalan.
Ya, yeah, aku rasa orang-orang Malaysia macam tu, orang-orang kat KL, bangsa semua, maybe lah. Aku tak, aku orang Bangi. Aku orang Bangi duduk rumah, sorry ya.
First of all, Bangi is Bandar Baru.
Yeah, yeah.
Just next to K.
Actually, I'm not so proud of Bandar Baru Bangi anyway, because orang Bangi pun lebih kurang nak jadi Subang dengan ni gak, but I'm not a part of it, okay?
Touch. Nah. So, this guy is trying to hide his identity. We know now his nature of business, then this gonna reveal kat mana dia duduk, section berapa Zaki tadi. I'm coming
worry,
for
bro.
You, you
little. Don't worry, bro. Don't worry, I know his house. You don't worry about that. We can go anytime afterwards.
I know his house PKP. Too, and I've been there. You know who I met there at his house? That's right.
Who?
I'm not going to say it, man. I'm not going to say it, man.
Who?
But Ish, just tell the band on your wedding that did a great job, man.
Oh.
Nice bands.
Yeah, tu band adik aku. Biar kat apa ni?
Oh, band kita ni apa? Apa nama kita? SAT, Sciences
SAT.
Kita,
bro.
By kita, I mean aku dengan Zaid, it's not you, Touch.
So, yeah, man.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Kun Anta becomes very famous in UAE.
Yeah, aku kena agree, yeah.
It's a combination of Haiz music and me, yo. Sorry, what's your contribution?
Oh, really? Haiz and you? Oh, why did you feel that again in your car?
Oh, have you been to UAE? I've never seen you before.
Let's not talk about macam kau ambil exam. This time, orang kata apa? Bila kau pergi exam, tiba-tiba, kau siapa? Yang jenis tak pernah pergi kelas. Aku tak pernah nampak kau.
Wait, aku definitely akan post this video dekat ni lah. Dekat Kuliah of Science lah. At least Kuliah of Science
lah. Yeah, sure. So, at least tak teruk sangat kan. Kau punya data tersebar hari ni lah.
Hey, he's gonna cut that.
Hey guys, anyway, serious talk lah. When do you guys predict yang pertama lockdown will be eased?
Kita ada seminit lagi.
Okay, kau rasa ataupun question ni kita boleh always letak call balik kan?
Yeah.
Itu letak saya dekat. So when dua-dua satu, when is the lockdown being eased? I mean, sorry. And the second one is, when is the whole thing gonna be over and we're gonna lead a normal life again? Touch. When do you think it's gonna be over? Dua ni.
If you are speaking about being normal, I think it will take about 6 months to 1 year.
Yeah.
Lockdown
probably 2 weeks, 2 weeks to 4 weeks time.
Oh, so you mean it's going to extend again, Ataj?
It's going to extend or it's not going to extend, but they're going to do macam stage punya apa release tau. Maksudnya, okay, this group will go first, that group will go first, schools will be closed for the time being. Maybe they will do that. Or they will just do MCO for the next 2 weeks.
I'm sorry guys.
Sorry.
Aku teringat Donald Trump all of a sudden bila kita tak cakap sebab Zoom ni bila kau cakap kau punya gambar kan keluar besar-besar kan. I'm sorry Ais, sekejap. We're gonna get the
because
you are the host. But
no, it's okay.
Trump. Dulu kan ada case dia dapat bunuh siapa ISIS punya one of the main leader Abu Bakar Baghdadi. And I don't know why I'm looking at this gentleman right here and I remember Trump's speech. I'm not trying to say you are Abu Bakar but I'm trying to say Trump's speech. He's so informal. He's so unprofessional that in the national news, dia cakap begini. Abu Bakar Baghdadi is dead.
So, kau rekod?
It's recording. Okay, recording. All right.
So,
going back to the last question ni, before we wrap up, probably in maybe a half an hour.
Jaya, aku ada satu notes ni aku jumpa. It's like a circular for the company.
Okay.
Sepanjang tempoh, they actually basically they warning about Zoom. Have you guys heard?
Oh yeah. Aku tahu tapi because I'm not a company and so aku cakap tak berkesan sangat.
Dan maybe you put something into your laptop kan. So tadi kita tanya soalan. Aku tanya, I mean just opinion on Touch dengan ni. Touch cakap those two questions lah. Satu is how long is this lockdown gonna be over? Touch cakap maybe around 2 or 3 weeks. So maybe it's gonna be we're gonna have some stages periodically, and how is it? How when are we gonna get the normal life? Tak cakap about 6 months to a year. How about you, Haiz? What do you think?
Man, that's a hard take. That ajab tak sekon habis dari pasal the 6 months to a year. Macam I would love to hear pasal benda tu. Jap.
Kau rasa kenapa 1 year to 1 month?
Yeah.
Eh, sorry, I have to disable my mic sebab aku kena charge phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. One thing kenapa aku rasa, okay, about 2 weeks to 4 weeks MCO, it's quite understandable lah.
Yeah. And we have to break the chain of infection, etc.
Yeah.
6 to 1 year, sebab there will be no getting to normal means orang, society dah tak ada rasa takut dan lain-lain lah.
Mm.
And then satu recommendation from
kerajaan sendiri. So, you're talking about stigma je?
Huh?
So, what are you talking about? Are you talking about orang punya concern sahaja ke ataupun ekonomi sendiri tu macam mana? Yang pasal ni?
Ekonomi one thing lah. I'm speaking about whether people are going to get normal again. Aku lebih fikir social.
Social.
Economy is gonna do something lah. It's gonna happen. Somehow it's gonna recover lah. Dari sudut social lah. Aku lebih nampak dari sudut social. Sebab kerajaan dah galak, discourage any form of gathering for the next six months, 1 year, etc. So socializing apa semua
becomes very difficult. Kalau tak ada no more gathering.
What is it?
No more gathering. Huh? Macam mana yang simpan renggam tu boleh ada buat wedding eh?
No, this was before the MCO. This was before the MCO.
Baru-baru ni ada case cluster daripada Bangi kan, Haiz?
Yeah. That one pun sebelum ada MCO. To be fair lah, sebenarnya walaupun sebelum MCO, yeah. sometimes even before MCO pun, sometimes people should have been more sensitive to the news lah, to be frank lah. Actually aku pun tak berapa ni sangat, masa sebelum MCO tu pun aku pun macam buat dek je benda ni. And plus, sebelum MCO, sebelum MCO, kita tengah kecoh pasal kerajaan tau. So aku tak boleh blame semua orang yang infected sebelum MCO, sebab macam distracted nak mampus dengan kerajaan masa tu tau.
People don't really care much about infection.
Yeah.
Tak kisah sangat.
Exactly.
Orang tak tahu pun saya silap.
Huh.
And sadly, I think kenapa tau tak kisah. I read somewhere, I'm not sure. Dia kata tak kisah bukan sebab benda ni tak bahaya. Kenapa ke tak kisah sebab aku tak kena. Dah, mampu kau.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the only reason why orang tak kisah.
So aku really hope this time macam, I don't want to be macam all peaceful and shit lah. Tapi bagi aku macam it's time that manusia memang kau kena, this is the time, if there's any time in history and where you're gonna have some kind of humanity, I mean that humanity spirit or macam this solidarity for your brother so far away, and now's the time ah bagi aku. Because so everybody's going through the same things sekarang, you know. It's just whether you're not handling it lah. Yeah, I don't think I have much to say anymore. Bagi aku, I've said what I need to say in this episode of the podcast. Hopefully korang boleh join aku lagi after this. I really I'm happy to have you guys here. Any closing remarks from you guys?
I love to be here.
Side first.
Say.
I'm gonna kill you, Touch.
Asian first, Iran.
That is West Asia. Yeah, still Asia, but Middle East is Asia. So, aku rasa
COVID-19... For audience, actually, Syed is Yemeni. So, all is Iran. Like, aku tak tahu mana datang. So, go on.
No, that's an inside
American
joke.
American-born Yemeni.
That's an inside joke.
I think COVID-19 is something, it's unprecedented. So, I hope we can all be patient. This is something unprecedented. We have never been by this. This large scale pandemic that destroys everything from economy to human interaction. And secondly, aku rasa which is the more important thing that I think I would say is COVID-19 brings both the best and worst in us. And I would hope that the best, the thing that it reveals in every single one of us, the best thing, the good thing, outwin the bad thing. That's it. I don't have much to say. So please, Abu Bakar al-Baghdadi, Your mic, come on.
Go ahead, Taj.
Hey, can you hear me clearly? Yeah?
Yeah, clear.
Bro. Yes.
I can hear your intention clearly,
but I can hear your words clearly. But
okay, I think one of the most important things that you have to take away from this COVID infection and this pandemic, this global catastrophe, like I can call it a global catastrophe. It's happening everywhere.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Despite all the economic implications that it's going to have, despite its social implications it's going to have, you always have to take the positives out of everything. It's to maintain your sanity, that's all.
Well it's not a positive result, eh? Not positive screening result.
Bukan, sebab kadang-kadang orang, people are concerned. Dia kata orang agama macam ni, this is for everybody. Kau atheist ke, kau orang ada agama ke, to maintain your sanity, you have to take out the positive out of everything. So what kau kena tengok the good side. The good side of what happened with COVID infection. You get to spend more time with your family. Ataupun you get to spend time alone in your house. Now is the best time. I can spend myself doing things that I've never done before. Eh. Aku tak pernah terfikir guna Zoom. Eh. Aku tak suka pakai video, Skype, apa semua aku tak nak pakai. Yeah. I never thought. I'm amusing this out. And this 3 weeks, and aku rasa aku banyak belajar benda-benda yang tak pernah dapat peluang nak belajar sebelum ni. Sebab kau spend too much time doing apa puri
being
apa semua.
Being life lah.
Being busy, yeah. So this 3 weeks, kau kena fikir lah, banyak sebenarnya benda baik yang kau dapat. And one more thing, there is no room for pride in this world. Kau kaya ke, kau miskin ke, engkau queen punya anak ke, engkau prime minister of UK ke apa kan. Everybody get infected. Everybody gets infected. There is no way to run away from this. Kita tak tahu, kita harap, we hope for the best. Lah. Aku tak lah orang yang kira macam, oh because Boris Johnson yang kena, kau kena doakan kecelakaan bagi dia. Tak adalah.
Uh-huh.
It's a humanity thing. It's a humanity thing. Yeah. You hope for the best for everyone. Tapi cuma you have to know, it's all about knowing that you live in this world. Then one more thing, the world is teaching you who's the master.
True.
Yes.
Okay. For us Muslim, we believe Allah is the master. Allah is the all-knowing, all everything. And tell you one thing, the earth is cleaning itself.
Yeah.
Kau tengok pollution index reducing everything. Semua kurang. So world is teaching.
That's for you, Greta Thunberg.
Okay, let's get started there.
That's a good thing lah. That's a good thing lah. Wallahu a'lam. That's all lah. Tapi take the positive out of everything lah. Maintain your sanity. Don't be stressed. Tengok perempuan lelaki pakai baju kelawar. It's funny at first lah. It's funny at first lah. Memang aku tengok funny. Tapi aku
jangan jadi pondan. Itu aku akan pandai. Jangan jadi pondan. Faham mak?
Yeah, betul. Engkau stress macam mana, Bon? You have to be sane. You kena maintain your sanity. Take the positive out of everything. Wallahu a'lam.
Wallahu a'lam. Alright, alhamdulillah. I think
we how about you, Aiz?
Yeah, okay. But for me, bagi aku sekarang ni, as long kau ada kau ada makanan on your table untuk makan every single on the 3 meals, alright, if you have a roof over your head, apa semua, water for bathing and community drinking, just bersyukur just in these tough times you have all these. All I can say is just bersyukur, alhamdulillah, because I'm not put in a very difficult position. All of you are not too. I hope so. I hope everybody's getting better in me, especially Touch. I hope your disease is getting better. Everybody's ni. So actually most of all aku harap kita boleh dapat more podcast episodes daripada MCO last
it's good man.
Yeah, okay, alright, so hopefully aku boleh get you guys on the show again probably around time.
Hey, thank you very much bro. Okay?
Assalamualaikum. We are honored.
Thank
I'm
you very
honored.
Much eh?
Yeah, thanks man. Sembang jambang kencang.
Take care, bro. Eh?
Bye.
Okay, say it. Take care.
Okay.
Take care, bro.
Okay.
Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum.
Salam, Ramadan.